Six lunar modules from the Apollo program still sit on the surface of the moon, each with a nameplate made in Bethpage. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports on the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing and Long Island's role in its success.
NASA contracted the Long Island-based Grumman Corporation to build the lunar module. The module had to not just work in space, it had to be habitable for humans. The gold foil around the equipment that most people would recognize played an important role. Al Contessa was a thermal insulation technician on the program. He still has some of that foil.
Well, thermal insulation is like a... Here, you can hear it crinkling up. It's a multi-layered insulation. They call it MLI.
He says MLI is a thinner version of Mylar balloons people use for birthday parties. The foil acts as a shield for the module.
The insulation protected the vehicle, the crew, and the equipment from the harsh conditions of space, which was a 500-degree temperature swing, 250 above Fahrenheit, 250 below Fahrenheit.
And after the equipment was built, it had to be tested. Long Island was also home to a simulator that made sure the module was up to snuff. Roger Schaefer, an engineer in the simulation department, worked with mostly analog computers to stress test every part of the module.
We'd be flying the mission, somebody hit it with an emergency or a what-if scenario, a jet that doesn't fire, or a decent engine that doesn't gimbal, or whatever, and then we had to simulate it and see what we could do about coming up with an alternative to it.
Schaefer says you can still see the building in Bethpage where they built and tested the module. It's now a soundstage with a red ball on top of one of its buildings. In the Grumman days, that ball was blue. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.